Hey everybody, Dave Guerra here. Welcome back. It is episode number 62 of the Walking Leader podcast. And again, we're continuing our series of Bad Leaders Aren't. We're on number 17. This episode, we're going to talk about the bad leader who expects respect because he or she has a degree and you do not. Wow. I mean, it's the 21st century. You think people would get it by now. But again, just like all the other things, somebody is steering somebody in the wrong direction. And that's where problems begin. Big, big time problems, because no one is steering them back. No one is putting them back where they need to be. And the ones that are like, woo, culprits here are, those ones fresh out of college. Fresh out of college. Their first job right out of college. Personally, I did experience this. I had already had about two jobs, including the United States Army, when I first encountered this. And it was some guy just fresh out of some farming school in Texas. And he had his first job. It was his first up at bat. And you could tell. You could just tell. This guy had a degree. He knew everything. He knew better than everybody else. He knew more than a tenured staff. It was just brutal. And this guy was just, he was just nonsense. Yet he had fallen into some management trainee program where eventually he would become a manager of his own store. And this was a chain store, and it was retail. So you kind of see where I'm going with this. This guy just didn't do it. Everything he knew out of the books. Everything that he learned about management was out of the books. Everything he knew about dealing with people was out of the books. And again, so he was living that sterilized life for X number of years. I've encountered them as these same type of individuals. Unfortunately, they would come in as second lieutenants in the United States Army. And again, this would be their first assignment. And they had a degree and they were officers. And again, they didn't know their way until somebody did point them in the right direction. And that's a good thing. But in the private sector, it's not done that way because, well, you just don't do that. You know, the clerk doesn't tell the manager how to do his job. Meanwhile, in the military, the sergeant, the private, the specialist, the E4, E3s, E5s, and on up, they'll let the lieutenant know, hey, LT, you know, this is the way it works, and this is why it works, because we've tried doing it this other way, and something bad happened, or it just never worked. And a good lieutenant will listen, soak it in, check in with others, and figure out, you know what, maybe they're telling him the truth. And that's a good thing. And you know what, and the good leaders will do that. Even the ones that, don't get me wrong, I'm not classifying everybody as everybody that comes out of college with a degree and gets their first job, that they're a know-it-all, that they have the book smarts. No, I'm not doing that. You know, there's some that that know the ways of the world, that have the common sense, that have the street smarts. And that's a good thing because it makes them better. But what I'm talking about today is those while they may have the book smarts, they are as dumb as dirt when it comes to the ways of the world. That's what I'm talking about. They lack the common sense. They lack the street smarts. They might have been big man on campus or big gal on campus or whatever, but in the grand scheme of things, they are just a small fish in a very huge pond. And if they don't correct and change their ways right away, they're going to just stay a small fish. Now, some level, and like I even mentioned it earlier in the military, those lieutenants that come in fresh from college, you know, this applies, you know, it applies. It just does. It's their first job after college. They have a certain cockiness about them. You know, there is nothing wrong with being a little cocky. No, nothing. You did the work. You congratulations. You got the degree. Fantastic. Good for you. Kudos. You know, it's good to be proud of your accomplishment. However, you've got to remember not to go overboard. And some of them do. Well, a good portion of them do. The ones I've encountered did. But see, it's their cockiness that becomes their downfall. The arrogance overwhelms those that they are supposed to be leading. Their know-it-all attitude is what old-timers despise. You know, the old-timers are the ones that know it all because they've been there. They've seen just about everything. Okay, now everybody hasn't seen everything, but again, give them credit. See, it's their cockiness becomes their downfall, because it's their inability to be flexible, because they will do things by the book or the operations manual or the procedures manual or the policy handbook that will lead to questioning the true intent of why they are there. See with me? See, their lack of understanding real-world situations and the uniqueness of those real-world situations is something else that will make people lose confidence on that cocky college graduate. And I don't have to tell you that once confidence is lost, it is almost impossible to ever regain. It's just not going to happen. And if it's regained, it will never be at the same level that it was before. It's just not going to happen. So you, as an up-and-coming leader or a tenured leader, or you're dealing with somebody fresh from college and this is their first job, and you're starting to see this cockiness come through and that know-it-all attitude come through, and what do you do? Well, what you can do to avoid becoming one of these or having one of these grow all of a sudden overnight, because they grow overnight. They really do. You know, they start seeing nobody's questioning them. No one's putting them in the place. No one's pointing them in the right direction. And guess what? Yeah, they blossom overnight. So, you know, it's one of those situations that can be avoided. It can be controlled. It can be contained, and it can be reversed. It really can. But it's going to take some work, and it's going to take work on the individual, because, you know, they have to respect themselves enough to know that while they might be fresh out of school and have a degree or a certification, they have to know that they know nothing. You know, they know nothing about how the way things are done at the new job. See, they might have been top in the class. They might have aced everything in the certification, but that's all fine and dandy. But when it comes time to doing business at the new place of employment, what they're bringing is nothing, because the way it's done is the way it will be done. And that's the way it is. Obviously, there's going to be room for changing, but you know what? You don't go in there on the first day and change everything. Again, that's just asking for trouble. And by that, I say, you know, respect all the employees enough to know that they know how to do what they're doing, because they've been doing it at least one more day longer than that fresh from college, first time employee, second lieutenant, college graduate from a Texas farming college. They've been there just that much longer. So you know what? They know just that much more. Now, also know that the operations manual is there for a reason. Use it in good health. But also know that the operation manual and the policy procedure manual and any other manual is not the end all or be all of the organization. See, every situation or interaction is going to be different. And the operations manual does not, does not, the policy and procedures manual does not, the human resources manual does not cover every contingency. So go with your gut. Seriously, it doesn't cover everything. You just don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know. And again, you've got to go with your gut. Yes, use it as a reference, but it is not the end all or be all. And I'm saying that because it's true. I've seen situations where people have been fired over nothing. And then again, I've seen people promoted over stuff they should have been fired. Seriously, people get promoted for stuff that they've done that should have gotten them fired, canned, possibly even charges pressed. But for some strange reason, somebody's interpretation of something, they're still there. They save themselves somehow. Meanwhile, some guy who just shows up 5 minutes late from lunch is gone. He's been escorted off the premises. Again, where's the parity in that? Where is the situation? Now, again, I mean, what is the situation? And I understand. I don't know everything, but I do know what I do know. And I'm not going to get into details here, but it does happen. And most of you that have been in business or that have worked with other organizations, private sector, public sector, it doesn't matter. You've seen what I'm talking about. You know, you screw up, you move up. You know? And by the same token, you do your job, you're going to find yourself doing it someplace else. And it's just that simple. It is crazy, but you know what I'm talking about. So, again, to the tenured staff, the up-and-coming leaders, the long-term leaders, and the new leaders, get to know each other. Get to know your staff. Get to know all the staff. get to know them. And then once you start dealing with them, get to know the way the business run, the way the organization operates, and then go with your gut. Because remember, you now I'm going to talk about to the new people, to the new hires, the fresh out of college, this is my first job, the new first day on a job person. You've got a lot to learn. Unfortunately, in this day and age, you have to learn fast, real fast. However, this applies to you and everybody else. Don't forget to be humble, to be respectful, to be quiet, and above all, have your ears and your mind open, because that's the only way you're going to learn. You're going to learn fast, and then you could start opening your mouth and saying, you know, what about doing it this way? But be respectful of the fact if someone's already done it and it wasn't successful, appreciate the fact that, you know, they at least listened to you and told you, hey, look, it's already been done. Maybe you can come up with a better way or a unique way or something from a totally different angle. But again, it's up to you. So don't be that bad leader that just because you have a degree, you expect the respect and everybody needs to bow down and kneel to you and praise you and throw roses at your feet, because that's not going to happen. And if you demand that in the form of, well, I'm so-and-so, you've got to respect me, guess what? It's not going to happen. And once again, like I said, they're going to lose confidence in you, and they're going to lose confidence in your abilities to act as a leader when it is absolutely necessary to act as a leader. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. I thank you for listening. I do invite you to follow me on Twitter at DaveGuerra.com. At Dave Guerra, that's my Twitter handle. Visit my page, DaveGuerra.com. And as always, drop me a note, Dave at DaveGuerra.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, let's see, this will be coming out right before Thanksgiving, so I thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday season. I will be talking to you again before Christmas, before Hanukkah kicks in, before the end of the year. And let's see, stay safe, stay focused, stay alert, and always, always, always keep your ears and mind open, keep your mouth shut, because that's how you learn things. But don't be afraid to ask questions. Until next time, again, I'm Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.